Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Thank you for the privilege to stand before your throne. We give you the absolute praise. Be exalted. Be magnified and be lifted. Glory to your holy name. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. You are God all by yourself. You do not need the help of anybody to be God. Glory to your holy name. Tonight we lift holy hands to you. And it's all by your grace that we are alive and well. We humble ourselves before you, giver and keeper of our lives. Thank you. For the air we breathe, for the food we eat, for the health we have. Thank you. For your covering, your protection, thank you. For our household, thank you. We come to honor you for who you are. Not for what we can get from you. Even though we are very grateful for what you give. More we want to know you, to have a relationship with you. I give you glory. I bless you. Tonight we even thank you for the grace and the ability to be called to be your own. With a holy calling on our lives. With a high calling that is in Christ. We give you thanks. Thank you that in this end time allocation that you have. You have favored us to be part of the laborers all over the world that are gathering the last grace and move of God. We are grateful. I bless you for your faithfulness. Right now I ask in the name of Jesus tonight, let there be an outpouring of your spirit, the tutelage or the teaching of your word. Open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding. Give us revelation unto your things. People that are here or our friends online and everybody that will watch later. I'm asking in Jesus' name, even for our brothers and sisters that are coming on their way. Holy Spirit, reveal the mysteries of your word to us. We want to know the keys. Reveal the keys so that we can be able to accomplish much in a little time. We thank you that you don't call the qualified, but you qualify the called. And that is why we believe that we are still men and women under construction. You are still working on us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Prune us, break us, melt us, remold us, reposition us, reorientate us, renew our minds, our thinking, renew our heart, touch our lives. Not because of the things we are asking for, but touch our lives to reflect that which we profess. If we say we are Christians, give us the fruit of Christ. Yeah, the fruit of Christ. In the name of Jesus. We want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Tonight I stand on this altar of fire. in this end time. Thank you for choosing this altar for your own glory. And I stand here to ask in the name of Jesus that there will be an outbreak of order in the body of Christ, of discipline, correction, that we will come to a strict alignment to crucify the flesh and take our cross and follow Christ. That when he appears, we will not be cast away. So like Paul, may we humble ourselves and bring this body under subjection, that having preached to many, we ourselves will not be cast away. That our names will not be blotted out from the book of life. I give you glory. Give the Christians understanding to know that this church thing is not a joke. I bless you. I thank you for your faithfulness and your favor. You are God by yourself. Help our infirmities. In Jesus' precious name, I rebuke the order of Satan. I crumple his structures and crush the ranks of his operation. I weaken the gates of hell. I bring every heart speak to us with clarity. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Clap these hands. Clap these hands. Clap these hands. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Great to see all of you. Can you shout whatever amen that is for me, please? Thank you. I give God the glory for his love and his faithfulness toward us. And I give God the glory for his grace for the life of everybody that is in this place. Can I hear your amen? Before I greet all of you in the name of Christ Jesus, I would love us to read a couple of scriptures and then I will allow you to take a seat. But let me thank God for the life of my mother, Dr. Christy Do Tete, who last Sunday left everything and stood on this altar of fire in this end time and preached to God's people on television, on radio, online, and in person. It was such a great honor. Mami, nangajobo. I mean, your life is such an august blessing. Nodienche. And everything that is on your heart in this particular dispensation come to pass. The Lord continue to honor you and favor you as never before in Jesus' precious name. I honor your life, your anointing, your leadership. I celebrate God for your life. At the time you were ministering, at that particular time, we were climbing the hill to Jerusalem. And when your preaching got to the peak, we had gotten to the pool of Bethesda, John chapter number 5. Whilst you were finishing your preaching, we had started going to the Garden of Gethsemane. As a matter of fact, we had crossed. We started from station 1 where Jesus took the cross, went from station 1 to station 18. So whilst you were preaching, we were going through the stations, but I was listening to you on radio on Sweet Melodies and watching you live on Facebook and YouTube. The message, not only me, because I had opened the volume for other people to hear your voice. Thank you very much for the love that you have for me, my day, this house, and our family. Thank you very much. We can't wait to see you tomorrow. It is a great joy and an honor for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to thank God for everybody. We had the privilege to travel to the Holy Land for a week. We were there. We traveled on Monday through to Monday. We were there on Tuesday morning. We started with Mount Carmel, where Elijah commanded fire. Took time to pray on that mountain. For almost about 3 hours, we were in one location. We had an intense prayer there. I lifted everybody, including all the prayer topics or the prayer requests that I carried with me. We prayed for you. Hallelujah. It was not a joke. Those prayers were not prayers that I joked with your enemies at all. I expect that all the haters of your life be crushed in the name of Jesus, because we don't have time for any interferences. Hallelujah. Went, you know, to rest, and then we started our journey on Mount Precipice, where Jesus was taking, after he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set the captives loose, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he closed the scrolls and sat down. The Bible said that when he had sat down, the people were looking at him. So it was a quiet church. But whilst he was speaking, the people were, everybody was excited. This guy is unique. He preaches well. He is smart. He is articulate. And then suddenly he said, what the scripture said has come to pass concerning me today. And then they got angry. On that mountain, we learned that it was a Jewish custom when they wanted to kill you, especially for blasphemy, they would take you to that mountain. It's one of the highest mountains in Israel. And then they will just throw you over the cliff. And whilst you are falling on the rocks, you die. It crashes your head. It breaks your bones. It will shut your vitals down, your heart, your lungs, everything will shut down. By the time you get to the bottom, you are done. But the Bible said that Jesus disappeared from their midst. It was one of the first times that we saw, that kind of theophanies in the scriptures in the New Testament. We have seen it with Elijah disappearing. We have seen Enoch disappearing. But in the New Testament, we never heard that anybody had disappeared in Jesus' day. The Bible said that he disappeared from their midst. They couldn't find him. So we were on that mountain. And we declare that anything that is battling or antagonizing with your life, we throw it down the cliff. It was not a joke. We prayed for you. Then from there we went to the place of Annunciation, where the angel met Mary and announced that you shall conceive and bring forth a son. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. He shall save his people from all their trouble. And we went there to see most of the things that were announced in that particular place. Amazing, amazing stuff. That particular day, since Reverend Samba and since Reverend Cherry are here, they can be helping me with some of them, because we traveled with them. Yeah, so they can be helping. And we had the privilege to be in the company of my father, Reverend Steve Mensah, and my mother, Mama Jane Mensah. And we had the privilege to be in the same company with my father, Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi, and his wife. It was amazing. Archbishop Samuel Hampel, who lives in the UK, amazing man of God, and a couple of wonderful people. It was a tremendous time. Then the next day, we had the privilege to travel to the Sea of Galilee. It stretched us to Nazareth, where Jesus was born and grew up. As a matter of fact, we began with Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. and later traveled to Bethlehem where he was born. The strange thing about Bethlehem was that when we went to the basement, because most of the Jewish people lived underground in the basement. So when we went underground, even though Nanai Akunedo had told me in Ghana, I didn't know what to expect. But when we went in there, it was as if the fresh scent of a baby is born in there, fresh. Te sedia yawo abofra, the scent of a baby. Abofra ye gare ne fofro, the scent of insuono and all that kind of thing was still in there. Strange. We stayed there to pray that God will grant his people a new beginning and grant them grace. Went to the Sea of Galilee, went to Nazareth, where Jesus grew up, because from 12 years of his age to 30 years, we didn't hear anything the Bible said. But we went to see, in those days, the theologians used mosaics. Mosaics are little stones. When people who buy tiles, they have some tiles called mosaic tiles. And they use it to depict the story on walls. So they depict Jesus as a carpenter apprentice growing up in Nazareth. And we saw, you know, how he worked with Joseph. We went to see Joseph's workshop, carpentry workshop. It's amazing. The table or the stone which he used to assemble all his work and everything is so real. And then we were able to know what happened from 12 years to 30 years, which the Bible was very silent about. How Jesus grew up when he was 25 and 30. All that story was told us. Then the next day we went to Capernaum, where Jesus lived all his miracles, the greater works of Jesus. We call it Jesus Town. We went there to see where Jesus healed the mother of Peter. And then he got up to serve them. We saw where they built the first church, because in those days the Jews did not believe in Jesus. Even now many don't believe in him, but they were assembling away from the synagogue, so it was in houses. And it started in Peter's house. As the people increased, they built new places, they enlarged the place. We saw the foundation and the walls of that particular place. And then we saw the synagogue where Jesus read that, did most of his miracles. We went to that place. It was so amazing. Then we took time. Everywhere we go, we take time to pray. So we took time. We did almost about 1.5 hours of prayer in Capernaum, also by the Sea of Galilee. Because the Sea of Galilee is like from here to Sohum. It's as big as that. And then we were almost done. We took a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. We prayed on the Sea of Galilee whilst we were on a boat ride. And we took samples of that. We went to a different section of the Sea of Galilee. I think it was where Jesus, when he resurrected on the road to Emmaus, he cooked fish and stuff for the disciples and called them to come and eat, where Peter has deserted the gospel and gone back to fishing. And they brought us fresh fish from the Sea of Galilee and cooked fresh fish just like Jesus and gave it to us and we ate. Yeah. It was tilapia though. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lovely time. Oh, I heard it. And then we had the blessing of the next day. We had the blessing to, I'm saying all this to build on what I'm going to talk about. Yeah, I'm not boring you at all. It's an encounter. It's my prayer that every Christian, every believer, every child of God, will travel to Jerusalem and to Israel. The Bible will make sense to you. It will make meaning to not only the New Testament, all the Old Testament places and all that. It will make a lot of sense. The Bible said in Zechariah chapter number 14 and verse number 17. As a matter of fact, it started from verse number 15. Let me start, go there. And he said, and so shall be the plague of the horse and the mule and of the camel and the ass and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. It goes in verse 16, shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the tabernacles. And he said, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, even upon them there shall be no rain. Go back to verse 17. I want to read this one in the Message version. He says that, and if any of these survivors fail to make the annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem to worship the King, God of the angels' army, there will be no rain. In the NLT, the Bible said, any nation in the world that refuses to come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of heaven's armies, will have no rain. In the GNT, then Amplified will be the last one. If any nation refuses to go and worship the King, worship the Lord Almighty as King, then the rain will not fall on their land. In the Amplified, he said, and it will be that whichever of the families of the earth does not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, there will be no rain on them. There is another version that says that, and if they refuse to go to Jerusalem to worship the King, they shall not be blessed. So it's not just Yehonetei. No, it was a prophetic thing that, having preached for 26 years, it was just proper to know what you are preaching. It was just proper to understand what you have been, so that most of the things that if we were diverting the real interpretation, we can be able to get a glimpse of the truth. Can I hear a good amen? So the next day, we traveled to the Mount of Transfiguration, one of the highest mountains in Israel. It took us almost about 15 to 20 minutes to get to the top of the mountain. Then we asked ourselves, myself and Dede, so Jesus came to this place on foot. The height, me who I'm a technician by profession, our job is with height. A dying word, you my height. But the height, in building construction, I will have to climb almost about 130 floors or 140 floors to be able to have that kind of height. I took this picture from the Mount of Transfiguration, and this was the city of Galilee on that particular stretch. But on the mountain itself, you know, when I came down and I took a picture of the mountain itself, whilst I'm standing beneath a mountain, I'm seeing, you know, and Jesus will have to go here without a road. Wow. I now understand why Peter was sleeping when they got there. They told us that you couldn't climb this thing in the mountain and go there and still be listening to preaching. You will sleep immediately. So when they woke up, the Bible said that they saw Moses and Elijah on that mountain. On that day, myself and the day, we pray that God should transfigure your life. I'm in awe of them. Hallelujah. From there we came down, and that day we were going to travel to the Dead Sea. The reason why they call it the Dead Sea is because nobody lives in that sea. Uji mame wate dia mame wate can stay in that one. No fish dwells in it. Any living thing that dwells in that will die instantly. I have heard testimonies of people who had rashes, irritation of the skin, and they took sand from the Dead Sea and rubbed it on their skin and went to wash. Instantly, it vanished. So I brought sand from the Dead Sea. I didn't bring it to give to you. Reverend Samba carried that sand. Even the polythene na adie ni gumuno aniane na ne polythene. Yeah. No matter what your weight is, if you fall into that sea, you will float without a life vest. If a car falls into this, it will float. Nothing can sink in that sea. The heat in that area, I cannot describe it. If you take off your shoes and step on the ground, it is said you were tear gem. Yeah, shampa bua kraya na zishi. Anybody that falls into it floats. You just have to just do like this and you come to the surface of the sea. Strange place. We took water from that and took also sand. Samples of it. Because I know few people are having some trouble and irritation. So I want to rub it on them. And see the glory of God. I forgot that we went to the Jordan River. I told you that has been my dream. And I said that me kwa me boyesu mprensa. Me a me boyesu mprensa. Yeah. I had the privilege to be part of the people that were baptizing the group we traveled with. And so when my father, Reverend Steve, came to me and said, "Now you are the real John the Baptist of our time," I go like, wow. It was an opportunity. On Sunday, I will show you a lot of pictures. Whilst we went to baptize in the Jordan River, where John the Baptist received the people that came to baptize in Matthew chapter 3. And when he was baptizing the people, let's read from verse number 5. Let's see some of the things that, maybe let's start from verse number 1. Then went, the Bible said, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. The scripture says, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In the third verse he said, "For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Elias, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, preparing ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And so he goes and say, the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and, you know, leathern girdle about his loins. We also encountered, now everything is making sense to us, when the Bible says leather belt. Can you take this in GNT? Let's see how it will say. He says he wore a leather belt round about his waist. And he had made camel's hair, which he wore. Now, we crossed over to the West Bank, where the Palestinians are. And then we went among, because Bethlehem is in the West Bank, is not among the Jews, is in the Palestinians. So we crossed over and went to the Palestinians. And when we went there, after we had gone to Bethlehem, we went to their shopping market, and then we bought a bag that is made of leather, camel's leather. They tested the leather with us, almost the ija, with fire, a flame of lighter. They ignited it and put it on the leather for a long time, and it didn't burn. I'm going to say, you had the two gems, you had the petrol goose with two gems. Untimi enshil camel. You can't burn a camel's leather. Then we were understanding why John the Baptist wore that as a belt. The Bible was becoming alive to us. So I said, let me carry leather, camel's leather to Accra. Everything that I saw, I want to carry to Accra. It's in Yemadi. Hallelujah. After that, from the Dead Sea, it was time to go to Jerusalem. We drove for 2 hours 40 minutes. And we asked the question again, myself and my dede among Reverend Samba, Reverend Jerry. So Jesus walked on foot. From the Sea of Galilee through the Dead Sea to Jerusalem. I have a message for you tonight. Jesus was not a lazy person. No, Jesus was not a lazy person. Most of us Christians are too lazy, too loose to even serve God. Serious. Too lazy to pray, too lazy to fast, too lazy to wait upon God. You are too lazy to be spiritual. This is why Christianity has become so carnal. This is why your message, my prophet, has become a problem for people to even receive. How can a man fast for 3 years? How can a man fast continuously for 2 years? They can't understand because they are too lazy, too loose. And so I found something that I would love us to, you know, come get your seat. Everybody sit down. So I was studying Luke chapter 9. Come with me if you will. Let me read through a few verses. It came to pass from verse number 27. Let's read from verse 27. But I tell you of the truth that there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. The Bible said it came to pass about 8 days after these things, Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up into the mountain to pray. And the Bible said, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment or clothes was white and glittering. And the Bible said, and behold, verse number 30 of Luke chapter 9, the Bible said, and there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and speak of his disease or the kind of death which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, I intentionally spoke about the Mount of Transfiguration, and now the Bible is telling me that he is to travel to Jerusalem. And I have already said that this journey was a journey of 2 hours, 40 minutes in a very sophisticated bus. Now, if Jesus was to travel by camel, to this particular place, it will take them almost over 29 hours to possibly 30 hours together. If he was traveling on foot, it should take him 4 days to be able to get there. Now, from the Mount of Transfiguration to Jerusalem, verse number 32, but Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw the glory and the two men that stood with Christ. It came to pass as they departed from him Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it was good, or it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. The Bible said, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. There came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. It came to pass that on the next day they were come down from the hill. Much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child. Let me jump a little bit from that and go to possibly verse number 45. And the 45th verse, the Bible said, and they understood not the sayings, and it was hid from them that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of the saying. Then there arose a reasoning among them that which of them should be the greatest. And Jesus, perceiving their thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him and said, whosoever shall receive a child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth he that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be the greatest. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followed not with us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is with us or for us. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to Jerusalem. I want that verse to be turned into different versions of the scripture, and that is where my message is going to be based tonight. The Bible said, and the time drew nigh when Jesus will be taken up to heaven. He made up his mind and set out his way to Jerusalem. In the next version, the Bible said, listen to this. And when the time was approaching for him to be taken up to heaven, he was determined. The other one said he made up his mind. This one says he was determined to go to Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose. In this other version, the Bible said when it came close for the time for his ascension, he gathered up his courage and steeled himself for the journey to Jerusalem. In this one, he said as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Last version, the Bible said, and we read in our language, and in that as the time drew nigh for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out. I want you to look at this word very carefully. Resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Read it. Look at Sempa Itire Aye and Kron Imoye Dio Num Idikan. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Read the word. Yeah. Would he see the Nimse Obeko Jerusalem? You miss this word. Thank you very much. Obeko Jerusalem. That means that we nyankoye. Jerusalem akunto. Put a little base on my son. Jerusalem akunto ni nyakunto edidi agure nyakunto wa. Adia menunu ni se nipa bebre onu mwa ye pa hongonso. So for bompae mame. Most of the times I hear people when we are at Forest Empire, because here he sit at home, pick up the phone and say, you know me, here I'm Pibo, near Mankuye. What if you hear it? No, stop your nonsense. The days are your summano, When I went there to look at Jesus live, baby, I was so free. Young man, who said, "It probably break our alabaster." How many serious? Serious? How many serious? And I, it should be very clear. You probably on my answer, I'm telling you, you probably be a thing. I'm here doing no more, Jimmy. I'm telling you. So for part be your friend who so got na radio city so the town kwasi asem fra no pagosi anwumre yesu adwuma oben asasi so esom faso one say hakira hey ira and people cannot learn any meaningful lessons. You have gone to church for at least 10 years what asu jumbra I mean who is wa come na jimi serious. I command with that woman, a Jimmy Ruff. I'm talking to the wise only. Oya na ntimi asori kofie. Yeah. Oya na ntimi asori kofie. There are people sitting in this place who don't respect their husbands. They dishonor their husband, disdain their husband, marginalize their husband. Wama sori abebon kwa siya tong swa. Put the scripture there. He set his face steadfastly. I want the version that says resolutely. Push out the outs for me. Resolutely set out. It was a resolution. To say the afiba too much. To say the afiba asia. People will get up and say, I have an annual resolution. Jesus has determined. One of the sad lessons that we learned from the Holy Land is that even up to today, if you check the population of the people in Israel, 70% Jews, 75% Jews, 24 point something percent Muslims, and less than 1% Christians in the Holy Land. And yet, Christians from all over the world travel to go and worship the King of Kings in the city of Jerusalem. The people, tell you, person no kasa, tell you. The people know, there are so many places in Europe, my prophet, that power has flowed before. Then I began to understand why there are cathedrals in Europe, which have now turned into sex museums, pubs. Drinking sports. When you go to Holland, you will see a whole cathedral which used to be a place of prayer, revival, and the move of God has turned into a sex museum where you go and see people having live sex. And yes, on the altars. On the altars. Cathedrals that were built in the name of the Lord has now turned into sex workshops. Because woman so woman the abdomen it diagro. This was the discourse that Apostle Paul was talking about in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1, when he asked the question, shall we continue to sin for grace to abound? The Bible said no. Yeah. Verse 1. See, wait, focus on the essentials. Don't be distracted. It's a very serious service, please. Shall we continue to sin for grace to abound? We are born in Wabes, this is how come many great prophets in Ghana have destroyed the prophetic anointing. Asia life fasana. Do duona. Edi adomniye. Many of them are vanished. There is no nation in this country, in the whole world, that have so many prophetic vessels like this one. Ask me, where are they? I saw people at the top, but they died at the floor. Madina Kochikrum. When that young man used to, you know, have a service, when he closed, I'm telling you, police will have to be called in to direct traffic or control the crowd. Then I begin to understand that he died like a dog. Not even in a chamber or hall, in a single room. How come the mighty can fall like that? And so when the death of King Saul was announced to King David, he said, say it not in God. Publish it not in Ashkelon. That the daughters of the Philistines will not ridicule the anointed of the Lord. And then he made a submission and said, how the mighty has fallen. I keep talking to the people. Adomua with the bear fear, no, and you know attitude. I'm telling you, Adomua, you are Hong Kong, Kunden, and second war with Tiko. Some messias, you my friend, men sat down. So I want to work something out with your life. Go to Alabaster International Ministry because I have made Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19 a portrait for you. Yeah, go ye into all nations, baptizing nations or the souls in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them. Teach them. So he sent you here, giving you pastors according to his own heart. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse number 15. I will give you pastors according to my own heart. And they shall, the Bible says, feed you with knowledge and understanding. Malachi chapter 2 and verse number 7. The Bible saying, because the priest is my angel. He is my messenger. Yeah. The priest's lips, verse number 7, show, keep knowledge. And they that seek it must find it. Go to verse number 6. The Bible said, here, interestingly, in the verse 6, the law of truth is in the mouth of the priest. Iniquity is not found in the priest's lips. He walked with me in peace and with equity. The priest did turn many from iniquity. This is the priest. And I'm not talking about prophet Love Papo. I'm not talking about this lovely prophet, Reverend Samba or Reverend Jerry or Reverend Oswansa. I'm talking about you. 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 1 Peter 2:9. You. You. As a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You. We want somebody can work. We are suffering. Giants in Hunu. We are suffering. How will you feel if you came here and found me with 3 girlfriends on this altar? I'm asking a question. How will you feel if you find out that it's not a rumor, but I slept in another woman's house at East Legon? How will you feel? There are people here who are married with children in this difficult economic times. You are still sleeping with other women. You are sick. You are sick. Tonight, I want to anoint you and pray for you. I'm telling you. This is the reason why we can't see the miraculous and the supernatural. Because is here. Akayo kunsum kunsum. Beye and papem. And your baby will be two and a job in a move. Mr. Adia Kutami, who are the crown web? And so when he bring me the year, I pay. It is, by that description, check your beifuwa. What do you check your beifuwa? Ayani su ubi ehunu su ubi di kaba. Na alabasta fuwa bota. Tuguni paneso. Na simna ayuba epon ya. God gave me a different wisdom. I would, from Sunday, you will see me in a different strategy. Ninkanjira. I see a life. Many people are pamuni perfect with a sire sire. Oh, yeah, with a sire sire. The Bible says, enseigne adwuma enidi. Wankase beya sire sire adwuma. Please, if you refuse to work with your hands and with your brains, you will struggle. I'm telling you. Look at the way Ghana is struggling. When you nipa, apart from say when you nipa for no, when you nipa no susun se wunuso, and not to do a mumbe breath me da. Now we are free. There are many people sitting here who have lost concentration. You haven't lost concentration. You can be on social media for 6 hours, but you can't pray for only 20 minutes. Mercy, you have lost concentration. Misplaced, misappropriated priorities. And this is why we don't see the glory of God. That was not Jesus. The Bible said he made himself steadfastly, resolutely, that he's going to Jerusalem. In other words, I tell Dede, that is focus. Lot of people have lost focus. Yeah, bomb paye wa hanana juni wenikuru. These are some of the minute things the enemy we hude jina ya pump. Eye den abe ifuenye Christopher Mukai. Eye den abu sumfuti mi sore kikan kwasi yasem. Actually, nyami yasafu. I'm asking a question. Since when? The Bible said we are seated in Christ, far above principalities, powers, dominion. And since when did the gates of hell started making, you know, absolute noise against the church? Since when? You know, in the face of me, Papa, so we are bosom for comfort talking to you like that. You know, it was the courage with the spiritual aspect and the physical. Or Boba Sumo Boma Mujadu and so. A famous lady, Yerima. Who won the way of wine? Crawford Tia, son, them your bodi and in you. What she has said? This is what people are sitting here, you know, who are going to be married. And you know, I thought that marriage is about wearing, when you wear a white veil or something, it depicts the purity, you know, the pristinity, the chastity. Like I said, I think we should be wearing black veil, pure black. Black veil, black wedding dress, black crown, black shoe, black watch. Black! Where'd you jump? A young one jumma many times. You don't qualify to run to the grace of God. I'm talking to the wise. This is the kind of looseness, frivolity. Yeah, edikan fono es edinya misam no bre yeno. Womo fe nyamia tomono. Edi ya ufedi. Enti nene nyamisoma tofo. You go to Europe and a Sunday, and the number of people that are going to church cannot be 10% of the population. Something is wrong. Because I'm living in a time of mockers and scoffers. Mockers and scoffers.
obi tumi de ne sase ne boka se nyame ba no so de me be to bo nsem je mu abeko mockers watoje ni munsua enko osunkwa yesu mockers and scoffers. That is a generation, the generation of blasphemers. So somebody will ask me, what do we do? This is a time of seriousness. Time, number two, of steadfastness. Time of determination. I want to serve God and nothing stops me. This is why grace is available. This is why the anointing is available. Unction to serve God is available. Unction to raise your family is available. Unction to do business is available. Unction to stand before God unspotted, undented, blameless is available. We need people who want to carry the anointing in order and discipline and godly character, clear Christian resilience and determination, that I have purpose in my heart not to defile myself with the king's meat. Yeah, we need people who are going to be like, you know, Esther. I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. We need people like Ruth and Naomi. I will go with you. Do not compel me to turn back. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I shall die. And there also will I be buried. There are people who are sitting here who are anointed. But anointing angel. We hear the current anointing angel. A prophet, I could never receive it, nor receive it. Prophet, you know, receive it. Prophet, love, receive, you have received. Reverend Elvis Ajima, receive, you have received. Prophet Samba, receive, you have received. Reverend Jerry, come, he is preaching, receive, and you have received it. You know, we have all the revival speakers. Come and reload the speaker. They are all blessing you. The genius me adom near the pin and womb. Jinya me ad it would two way slow puncha and a hedge. He was telling that church in the book of Revelation, you have a reputation that you are alive, but actually you are a dead church. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Who would deny said the LT and say? And so. You were born for here now. Oh, yeah, TSU. Yeah, you're born for here now, TSU. What's your kind of home? This one say to the angel of the church, to the angel of the church inside this one, this thing said he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works that you have a name, but actually you are dead.
1 Timothy 5:6.
Now we are praying in tongues, all right. We are worshiping, all right. But there is a slow point. From Kongonsana Honam. Upe baby bakwan Kongonsan West Alabasta. I'm telling you truth. Punch a womb. Ojo. And God doing that. And I doing that. God doing that. And I'm back at you. Israel has come. God of Israel. God of Israel. God of Israel. And I'm God doing that. And I'm back at you. God of Jerusalem. God of Jerusalem. And now here. I had here. Uti yani uniyankasa. Mbeka God of Jerusalem. Uti yani uniyankasa. God of Jerusalem. God of Jerusalem. There is a group of people. That group, no matter what, they will go to hell. Omo ye Jimmy for Psalm 5 verse 5. Nipa wome Jimmy, no matter what Jesus did on the cross. Omo nka. A Jimmy for nka. The work of redemption. Omo nka. Do what time Jimmy ni ye Jimmy. Anka. Ye benya mi fi. Ye ko ye na. Be biya mi do ome jine nyami ye ni. Problem back with you, Jimmy. Mom pepper neka. They say, you to me drive it to Tavia from Sea of Dead Sea to one transfiguration to Jerusalem. Ah, me drive it the whole of Israel, baby, you could be a man who put not a single portal. This nation, I'm not joking. I have a mandate over this nation. Whether you like me or not, I don't care. Whether you like my style or not, I don't care. I have a mission. I have an assignment over this nation. The truth is the truth. Jimmy ewo fruits. Set ye unyame home owa abano. Sane Jimmy. It will fruit. Now, abanwa wa meye suni ye Jimmy. I'm telling you. Let me give you a good example. Ne yampong. Heka aswa kwa ye chia ni abegu kwa ni. A typical example of Jimmy. She afangwa kwa ye ensuo tu bia na kwa ne yiri. O bia na gini dawa. Straight. Tadia na ye 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Na ya kle. Jimmy, on my way, Jimmy. Yeah, this country is a foolish nation. Ye na ye kan, I'm not talking to you. Ye na ye kan. Beni weni ubiya. And I'm not saying this keke. I'm saying it on the authority of the scriptures. Yeah. I say this on the authority of Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 4 and verse 21. I'm saying it on the authority of the scriptures. And yeah, you're not saying it. But yes, yeah. Let me read it here. The Bible is saying, you know, and I'm saying, O mine yam obrofuo sayem kwa siyafu. If he say, Wunim yame kwain, na wunim wunyanko pomra, weye mobrofo, omoya mobo, and na womo sayem kwasia. For he put two words together. Mobronia wasaya kwasia. Mobroni, nankanya kwasian kan omei ubi diminisia bontene. Womobo bao kwasia. When ya kwasia, go be to me chin grant and wait you jana yere. Mobronia okwe kwasia. Hey, me am pungufi. Fang one bra de deni sidani pang one. Yewi. It's 7:30. I have to close at 7:30. It's now di na me wira. Cause me hunu se little resources e binu wo. Omo dwine. Ubi dwine. Ubi dwine. She's your man. I'm tenacity. Dean say, Krofui making money. They have position in a place and they are making use of their resources. Oh, you see, I have tired. They bet you change Krofui now in a manufacturer. Prayer shows I have toy now. They bet you change Krofui now in a manufacturer. Everything is sold in dollars. Let me tell you, when we say you are Christian, it doesn't only mean you are going to heaven. No. Say Yesu ama December, ye be this hour to December. Yesu ama December, ye be tria ye be usu sa to December. It me se bate urade. Tia futua. Kosusi enyansa. Bate urade. Tia futua. And when I say futu, I'm not talking about Ngwasi futu. I'm talking about Christo mo futu. But I already need to futu. I mean, when I look at people with different years, 40 years, now we cannot be any now serene dying zika. Are you not ashamed? Jane. Mo amu civil servants wa hena. With all due respect to you. If you be a Buddha, so at 20 years you'll be on pension. What is the plan? What is the plan? There are young ladies sitting here right now. You know that in the next 2 years you'll be married. Next 3 years you'll be a married woman, married man. What is your plan? What is the preparation? What do you understand? Why do you know? They say, man, what am I about to say? What? Mark the four, no gold diggers, no. No man wants a gold digger because you are driving a nice car. This is that no. Be a your four or ban a need form. I'm telling you. So a two uncle in Lufonidia Fato, I just Jimmy Fonidia today. I'm telling you, but the Majumane dear, what to Amon Fanyare, Unufu Amon Fanyare, Wapelbenyan Seni Bajuma and Pai Buffo, Yawasu, Umazama Jai. Come on, Samaja. Because a woman, some woman, some sister. Yeah, woman, some woman, some sister. But I would have been. Yeah. She and Yansa. She and Yansa. I'm telling you the truth. She and Yansa. Lockdown by, yeah, you call lockdown. The lessons we learned, maybe that too, I'm going to. If you don't talk, but my main girl, if we are seeing how children and go, you may cast some tea in here. Say, be about critical as we are sitting here. How many people will survive? Your lockdown, it was only 3 weeks. South Africa was 1 year. United Kingdom, 1 year. Lockdowns are, who shed them, are 1 year. The person me this is Ghana for. They come with good them 1 year there, then did it? But they would have it. Tearful too. Because you see, you know, be fret now, now that you and I are there, you way. No. And what's it happening? Tell one. And so this is a place of instruction. Church is not coming to learn kabastai. Fancy moon to baby. This is a place of training. You are here to receive your marching orders. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. You are me be baba be Christ. That determination I Yesu. It me the 93 transfiguration person go Jerusalem. Everybody needs it. Who's a Christian? You need the fruits of Christ. Serious. Be preaching wa busu kind. Young lady be tear preaching now. No, sorry. The girl made a wise decision. There are many people sitting here who must make that decision tonight. Talking to you. I am Kufa Fumbi and Adia Jimmy. Beman Yawadia, sorry, continue if you. Genesis and answer. Emma Pinama, my name, my buttons. Fazubi and his. See and answer. How are you going to be blessed? How are you going to be blessed? Because you might not get it. You Christians somewhere else, no, mentias here. Ghana, we are almost 80% Christians. Almost 80%. You suba any? Yeni. Ma beni. Almost 80%. To be tumble and walk with you, we got him. Un sakrai. En sakrai. Adrenin sakrai. Adrenin sakrai. I will not be, you know, I'll be a good pastor to tell the lady you led worship beautifully, but I'll be a good pastor to tell you, in fact, I will marry you. Straight. You are a married woman. I will be a good man to tell you, don't bring this thing here again, and don't wear it anyway. And fatal, say what about our friend. It's finished. I'll be a good man to tell you, Janzanom. No, don't tell me it's an addiction. You have your willpower. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Judge me. You have self-control. You can control yourself. It's time to make it almost after all. I'm talking to you. Yeah. There are people. I mean, no hand or pay your suffer money. You better run at you. Adia chia so for mami be asende me yi ni kuna bruno nra na dwuno be sofu no wa bruno nra na dwuno e be du ye nanim na hohono send me message picture krofu ni agia ware omo yire no me do me bruno ni unte ye krofu ni kan omo yire no ho de wo de ne se wo bruno ma wenya wo Amro no sa wo yere. Misi ya mi bebu ubiye tu ya kafa. Send ye zunka. I'm telling you. She young men are so far. In ketwe ya mo be beautiful. This is my love. This is my sweetheart. This is my ye. Wo diye ne sa wo bro wo yere. Now, that's how we now lift your voice against the devil. We break you. We break. Jesus, we don't know. Even you. You know that some pie and go baby ya. This is why you're bumper, yes, sir. You win me and win. I'm telling you. Ah, said your may bumper, your pardon. You engineer me. Say, I want you to actually as a nation for the past 2.5 years. Who kind of politician? Who just saying, me, I will suffer. Me, imperial free war. I don't need favors from you. Oh, my, yare. Yare. Wake up. You need help. And the help I'm talking about is in the name of the Lord. And in the word of God. Okay. Yeah. Job chapter 32 verse 18. I close with that. The Bible said, yeah, the spirit within me constraineth me. And then now the extreme thing goes, most of you, the motto, procrastination has destroyed so many blessings. By now, it was same mumu bebrewa. By now, where we would die yet to a quarter long ago. What are so high in dying? Yet you advance. You've been in Accra for 10 years, at least. You don't even have a land. Oh, you better hear what we are saying. In the heaven, go as an American, what has he answer? It's a serious business. At the end, but me who say yes, only a grow. When you be your dear grow, no. It's the Bible says you a toddler as you have one best for the no moon. I'm real no moon. You will tin will be putting baby called real back on no bomb by it. Christiana said, Radio Nippon, there you go. As a mean conqueror, can a tsunami congo cancer, but it be all. His vision was very, very, very focused assignment. Don't waste your life. And maybe let me bring it, narrow it. Don't waste this year. We are already in June. June no kura echo into the middle. Don't waste this 2023. Receive it one, receive it two, receive it. No. But when you go back 10 years, then you receive it. It's the truth. It's the truth. You receive it. I was speaking for my mother, Chrissy Dotete. It was a relationship and a married forum. And my mother said to me, one of the things that you spoke about that I love above all the things is planning. I'm saying, yeah, Chrissy, for the nipi. Planning? That is our plan. But nyami nyenye all requirements say you would do with planning, prioritizing, staffing, structure, systems. Nyami will not do something when he is expecting you to do it. He said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to stop the prayer and move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Most of you here must get back to school. Most of you here should be writing books. Most of you here should be rising up, fulfilling your assignment. Jesus had an assignment, but the assignment was in Jerusalem. And he was determined, resolute, steadfast to go there. That's the message. Be determined. Na ejani wu umuno enum. Be determined. Now, kid, nobody is becoming younger. Nobody is becoming younger. Everybody is growing. Oh, everybody is growing. Everybody is growing. A brand new car, but when you grow, also, don't tell me you are okay. No, but when you grow, also, a bedu baby no pejan zakure inye ye. But when you grow, also, a brand car. A brand car. This is why so many women, when they are divorced, are found with him. Because of the new one. It is a shift for me. No, I started making statement. Be man, yes, you mean the idea to so the net was a woo da 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 da. And we actually, boy, Jay Chelle. Wake up! No. No, Christosum is not a religion. It's a mindset. It's a culture. It's a lifestyle. It's a revelation. That is Christianity. See, the American, I say, Adiebi wa nyame unkrungkrung rekwa insa jing mezi adiye jing. Put your head together. Put your life together. By the time we put Kofi Odoo in a box, we should be able to say his life was very well lived. We shouldn't be doing that. Oh, that's him. No, he need us to answer. No. A purpose-driven, a purpose-meaningful life. Jesus was determined. Sorry, I'm a poor fruit because when people fret, you know, stop complaining. We complain too much. When I got to Israel, I realized that Israel is a desert. Yes, yes. But in Shirano, what? Yet, Munu, dear, Mango, dear, Mango, dear, and in that, and I said, dear, Mango, now, poor son. Mango, the eye is short like this. Pityo! Pityo! But mango is good, so what's there? No? And you ask get on. You were a poor, you were a big poor, you were near, you were dear bang, you were in chin, you were nippy, would you be a you go to a da, just lose season, be beyond the shimonable. Ghana nya den Ghana eden e bebe di afa e person to kwa person to kwa amu amu person to kwa. Let me tell you something, don't waste your life for akwantu de obekọ ba unya nkoye de na woye ni unya nware ye no de na woye wo twen akọse. Sister, you are wasting your life, man. Can I get a bowl of oil? Everybody online, tonight is a special night. Tonight is a special night. I want to pray for God's people. It's not a joke. The Lord says, I know Abraham. He will instruct his children after him. I know Abraham. I know Abraham. And so he said, the foolish will not stand before God. Doesn't that speak to you? Psalm 5 verse 5, put it on the screen again. The foolish shall not stand before God. Another version, look at this. He said, you cannot stand the sight of the proud. Another one says, interestingly, he said, the boastful and the arrogant will not stand before your sight. Another version, look at it. He said, hot air boosters collapses in front of you. Another version, he says, you know, arrogant cannot stand in your presence. Last version, you know, therefore the proud. In my language, I know you are thinking he's talking about proud. No. He is talking about that's what he is talking about. That's what he's talking about. There were 10 virgins that took their lamps to go and meet the bridegroom. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your assignment. Ebreko, ma wenimra onso. Ebreko. Menkai will be aya. Let me use this woman of God as an example. Sweetie, sir, you never knew that you were going to lose your husband at the time you lost your husband. Your husband is gone. Thank God he was a Christian. He's gotten, you know, the opportunity to enter into glory. But you are here with 3 children who are in secondary school, ready to go to university. Now, that is not a joke. A person like this one, Ujimia, people's destinies are in your hands. Destinies are in my hands. Destinies. Careless decisions. No. Sweetie, no. Recklessness? No. Me see, Pastor C, anye bia uba halabaste mi yimkwajie. And was when you any Christian, a dear back, why thank God for your life? And they said, when you mean a mass of you, so I'm why are you? So that you don't just take any decision, you don't just make decisions, and all that. Now, when you're down. I'm telling you, Mema, you're nice. You're kama. Mekamo, you're fine. Yeah, or a nice guy. Yeah. No, Shemi, I'm Jina, you're fine. None of me. Address you and I did hear me and say, oh, yeah, nice guy. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, I couldn't even say me, I mean, himself, nice. Let me tell you something. After our niceness, you may be a one who met who tried the book was here, who tried Ben Yimwasel. try and no bet champion up chin rough be. Yeah. We try a better to draw. Hey, sorry, Apple. Sorry. Mungo. Me a few more. What's the antenna? Are you betting me? Hallelujah. Be careful. Now she's having two boys, one girl to take care of. Say, sister didn't need to also so. We could have seen a four bed boa mea mea dom. Oh boa. Sabia wouldn't need to also say, dear, indeed, I sorry no, I hear your hano, and you have been going to me. The Ayeka Wahana is here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line. The Ayeka Wahana, Acts chapter 5, verse 20. We are talking about the way, all the words of this life. All the words. Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people. All the words. Here a little, there a little, here a little, there a little. And what's Ayeka? You see? Three children. Omo a pledge will cry yes in now. Obien will be to your pledge. Obien to your pledge. And yes, Obien will be to your pledge. Now what you mean? No fast will be out of free. Finish. Say yes, me jinaha. And I'm a di wukuno. I hear a portrait of examples. That every month I mention your husband for this church to remember his memory. And kahafu you can come beautiful. It is yana me hair boys here about so me a hip life, white dance hall, afro pop, find it cause mun tiekana funse wununu. They did it to Dasibri Jamna and Ebony. Uifom said Tim ubi em wow. I'm doing say Ebony kebe boni yum kakra di ajije ne su kakra. Yes, oh Ebony, you were nice ubi ya money. You are history. It's here. I catch them for nyabre me nyame. Now me here, Juma. Me need time. Me here, Juma. Oh ne, omudi obi besi wa nine ne. Nyabre me nyame. Make time for the things of God. Nyabre me nyame. Ye bampa ibo ya di here ko American embassy. We must change this hours. We must find process you and kawo dao. What secretary wada? He started me preaching. Me preaching, I could do 10 and 8 then Abba Papa so. Papa then Abba so ne non do abo une. Nyabre me nyame. Uti we kofie. Na kwa junior semi ho, go to Facebook or YouTube. Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro and go and re-listen to this message. What do not say? Let's just show a life. I'm telling you, the Bible said, and Jotham prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Put it on the screen for me. Jotham prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Jotham prepared his ways. And prepare your ways. Know you know for the Lord to let you know the days of your life so that you can apply your heart unto wisdom. Anyway, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Stand to your feet. But if everybody stand. All of us standing here. Especially yes, ye nyam ye dume. Eni ye nyam de weye no. Eni ye se ni ni de weye. Sometimes we can be able to say Kofi Odro is great, but God may not see him that way. Sometimes we, because we are measuring ourselves in a different spectacle. He has many people. He has a big church. He drives a big car. He flies business class. He's all those things. Eni ye se ni nyam ye dume. I'm telling you. We should be mindful from now what he will be saying to us when we appear before him. We should be mindful from now. Atia wunyamebe kajire. Biya fenya miyasa. Me say, shed the greed of money and power and influence. People have joined secret societies. At the detriment of the church. Killing church members for rituals. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. Can you step it down a little bit? Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your Father, order my in your word, please. Come and help me, please. Order my steps in your word, dear. Guide me. Simple parts. Send your anointing, Father, I pray.
All of my steps in your word. Please, all of my steps
that boy,
in your word.
Treble will help me on that one, please. All of my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me. Thank you. Send your Father, I pray.
Order my steps in your word.
Oh, please.
Order my steps in your word.
Let's sing it for the last time. Let me hear your voice. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Let me hear you. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Sing it one more time. Oh, please,
order my steps in your word.
Oh, please,
order my steps in your word.
Please,
order my steps in your word.
Sing it for the last time. Oh, please,
order my steps in your word.
My prayer tonight is that the Spirit of God will stir us again. Isaiah 45 verse 1. Put it on the screen for us as we read. The Bible said concerning the King Cyrus, the Bible said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings and open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. In the next verse, he said, I will go before you and make the crooked path straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. Look at this. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which called thee by your name. I'm the God of Israel. Verse number 4. And for Jacob my servant's sake, Israel my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have said, named thee. And though thou hast not known me, because Cyrus was not a Jew. Go further. He said, I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I have gathered thee, though thou hast not known me. Put verse of Rajika in verse 4. Let's listen to that.
Kato say, Makua Jacob ni Israel may ninti. Na me de wudin me fre wo. Na me bo abodino. Nso na wunya hunu me.
Yeah. I have gathered you. Go to verse 1 again. Let me point out something. Let's pray. The Bible said to his anointed Cyrus. We want to ask the Lord, anoint us. We'll be as long we want us, sister. And was Ramani Parenu Muzi. And was ra the mad David and where you're Sukonoma with Timmy Sumani Pasamunko Bisa, Beshiba, Sema, and Mepesame Warren. And was Ram and Nipaya responsible. Tell me, wouldn't you bombs or more anointed here? Recklessness and careless life, I'm who's who need Mosra. And Mosra will constrain you. And Mosra. Hallelujah. For the next 4 minutes, I want us to lift our voices. Anoint me. Stir me, oh God. Stir my spirit. Hear me again. In the name of Jesus, can I hear your voice now? Raposke vidaka rabadaka diya. Where are my prayer warriors? Zibaraka bege ashantom raka devre radona nimitada dadakada. We are going to pray for 4 minutes. Lift your voice like thunder in the name of Jesus. Akadiba hadeka deba antara rabade. Ziyadaya.
Thank you.
the name of the Lord. Ezra chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible said Ezra reiterated the prophecy of Jeremiah the prophet and said, now in the first year of Cyrus the king of Persia, the word of the Lord came by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. We want to declare the stirring of the Holy Spirit. Listen, God is looking for people, not only to preach, not only to teach. God is looking for, we are airborne. Whilst we are flying, our internet is working. You can't tell me the devil is doing that. No. This Cyrus was a Persian king, but God is saying he's my chosen. How do you reconcile that? The people constructing planes. First, if I'm flying, once the plane goes up, everything goes off. Now, I'm working. My laptop is with me. I'm writing a book. I am airborne, 36,000 feet above sea level, and I'm making research on the internet, working on my book. George is saying, Papa, I am here at the airport. I said, I'm not yet touched down. Menene Kasa from UM. I made a video call, and somebody is sitting in the room. Hi, baby, everything okay. So God is not only stirring people's spirit, only for ministry, for everything. If the devil has a plan, God has a plan. Now, let me put it this way. Oh, yeah, you can clap your hands. Please. So whatever God is doing in this season, may he never do it without you. I don't know how desperate you, I don't know how you are, how serious and determined you are, but whatever he is doing in this season, may he not do it without you. And as he is stirring, may he stir your business, stir your ideas, stir your family, stir your children, stir your relationship, stir you up. Lift your voice for 1 minute. We close. Please. Raise your two hands unto God. Close your eyes. My protocol is helping me. Spirit of the living God, I bless you. We have come here with fresh fire. We have come here with fresh anointing. Your people are desperate. They want to encounter you. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, from the front to the back, from the aisles to the sides, I declare a visitation of your spirit and power. Protocol, help me, help me. God will touch all of us, but there are 17 people. The Lord has asked me to anoint tonight 17 people. Holy Ghost, look at this. Spirit of the living God. Pato Kadishke, Rakadebosante, Rantapade Koshka. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, from here I declare, let the anointing locate you wherever you are standing. Spirit divine, Karida Terebosha, in the name of, it's coming down, it's coming down. Hey! It's coming. Look at this. Hey! Shada the hade yadoske. Hold it. Ish, look at us. Look at that. They see, God has asked me to anoint 17 people. The Lord will bring those 17 people. Number one ticket, two ticket, three ticket, four ticket, five. Hey! Ticket. Ticket! Look at this, look at this, look at this. There is an anointing flying in this room. Look at this. Help that lady for me. Help this one. Help the gentleman. Help him. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Spirit of God. Hey, Kialala. Rando Sha. There are nine more people. The Lord is touching and my service will be closed. Anointing of God, locate your people. Presence of God, locate your people. Spirit of God, locate your people. In the name of Jesus, nine more people. My God. Hey, hey. So, Pastor Jerry, you see, when we were growing up, our quest was for the anointing. We wanted God, not the things. Nice suit, nice phone. That was not what we were looking for. We wanted God. We were desperate for God. Nothing else. This generation is too much into the distractions. I don't know why you are here tonight. God is looking for men and women. And I'm speaking to men and women that are available. Holy Spirit of God. Shada Yatuda. A lot of women, my prophet, do not know that. The Lord has delayed their marriage intentionally to prepare them. Yeah. You are in your season of preparation. Look at them, look at them. Holy Ghost. Dear Abosh. Yeah. Six of them. Holy Ghost. Protocol, come here. Help them for me. Push this thing, sir. Don't strain my voice. Asking his help and his grace. Tonight in the name of Jesus. Kadiba Rada Kavia Osha. The Lord is telling me it's left with one woman, one particular woman, and my service will be closed. Locate her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Locate her now. Locate her. Locate her. Help her. Locate her. Help her. Locate her. Locate her. Holy Ghost, bring the oil. It's moving in this place. Lift them up, let's pray. It's moving in this place. The Spirit of... Lift them up. The Spirit... We declare this oil a token of your might. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory tonight. We ask the fresh glory and grace to touch your people. Oh, there is fresh fire. I mean, police, something glorious. Who is? Help him. Let grace find put him down. That's all showing. Thank you. Spirit of God, give you all the glory. Everybody come from that room. Come from that room. Glory on you. Glory on you. In the name of Jesus, I declare fresh impartation on you. In the name of Jesus. Rabashada. In the name of Jesus. Rabadabashada. Kira Rabahadosh. Kira Rabasa. Vira Dele. Shandada. Yadada Bosha. I declare. In the name of Jesus, bless you, my dear. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Bless. Come from there. Can you put the highs on all the microphones for me? Father, I declare in the name of Jesus, everybody coming through this line, let your announcement be sharp. Oh. I declare that the Lord announce you and let your season shine. When I finish anointing you, may your life become easy. Everything become easy. In the name of Jesus. By Sunday, before I will meet you on Sunday, the visitation of God will visit you. Receive the glory. It's on 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 you. Take the glory. It is on you in the name of Jesus. You can pass here. Why are they going through here? Let them pass here and go. Bless you. Thank you. Receive the glory. It's on you. In the name of Jesus. Sir, take it. I declare you anointed, blessed, favored, sweetie. In the name, sorry, my dear. In the name of Jesus. I declare the glory of the Lord upon it. Rabada Bashadada. In Jesus' name. Kanada Baha. Zia Baha. I bless you. The name of Jesus. I bless you. Jesus' name. Fadada. Yagada. Rabada Baha. Bless the name of Jesus. Shut up. Bless you. The name of Jesus. Shut up. Rabadada. Bless you, my darling. Kadabadabosha. In Jesus' name. Radabasha. The name of Jesus. Bless. Bless you, sir. In the name, bless you, my dear. In the name of Jesus, bless you. Bless you. Bless. 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 Bless.
Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless.
Bless.
Bless. Bless. Bless.
Bless.
Bless.
Bless.
Follow. It's more than in this place. The spirit of the Lord. It's more than in this place. The spirit of the Lord. It's more than in this place. It's moving. It's moving.
From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Favored in Jesus' name. Anointed, favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Anointed, favored in Jesus' name. Anointed, favored in Jesus' precious name. Vrega da Gavira. In the name of Jesus. Anointed and favored. In the name of Jesus, Varada, I bless in Jesus. Bless in the name of Jesus. You will become an attraction, favored, glorified, exalted in Jesus' name. You will be preserved. Evil will not come near you. In the name of Jesus, I anoint you. I bless you. Jesus' precious name. Pastor, can you put your hand where the oil is and prophesy on yourself? I bless you. Bless you. Did it? Do me a favor. Bring me 7 boxes of oil. 7 boxes. And let me do something very quickly in the presence of the Lord. My comfort is here. Bring a shawl and bring, you know, Lizzie's shawl. My father, Reverend Uzanza is here. You know, his shawl as well. Say that again. David, you are blessed from the crown of your head to the soles of you. If I jump all your Libya, I declare the mosaic benefits. He grew, neither were his eyes dim nor his bones weak, and still was conquering. Jesus, after the Holy Land experience, your ministry will just fly. Fly. Apostle Jerry. Reverend Samba. You will be exalted. All the years the canker worm devoured, God has restored. Not is restored. Has restored you. In the precious name of Jesus. Contracts beyond your own expectations are coming. It will blow you apart. The Lord will establish and settle you. In Jesus' precious name, I declare that blessing on you. The Lord is telling me, Nyaminipa, you may feel that God is doing amazing things. You who has Winyanshas. All this while it was your preparation. I'm telling you, Winyanshas here. I see a land, a country. But the Lord is telling me, like Joseph, I will establish and announce you from that land. I will announce you from Kuroneso to the world. All you need is set your focus on Christ. Ignore the material. Ignore the material stuff. Your voice will become an authority. You will become a great influence. I bless you. I anoint you 8 times according to the instruction of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I declare that power will flow through your life. Power of God. Power. Your eyes will be sharp. Your spirit will be sharper. Power. Your children will be mighty. Your wife will be a mother in Zion. You will soar like an eagle. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Power. Mark it in the word. One of God's favorite prophets is Prophet Love Papo. You are a friend of God. Another opportunity, Father, you have given me. I anoint your man, said. In the name of Jesus, I declare the fullness over his life. In Jesus' precious name. I declare that the word of the Lord concerning you, the ministry, your sweet wife, your children, will never fall to the ground. Surely it shall manifest. So as the arrow of God. With a sharper spearhead. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you, sir. Everybody say. Last night in our fellowship in Jerusalem, Ramada Hotel, in one of their conference buildings, my father, Steve Mensah, and Dr. Robert Ampia Pukofi poured a bottle of this on my head. Sister, it was not easy. It was not easy that night. They poured one bottle of this. It was not a joke. And some of them kind of mean to me. They carried the prophetic word. Yeah. The Lord spoke to me. He said, the number one is his number. Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is number one. He can't be number two. Verse number 5, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. In verse 6, interesting verse, he said, and these words that I command you this day, let it be on your heart. I will be the first to do. The Spirit of God told me, he said, in this fresh dimension, as a ministry, we have entered into a fresh dimension. It's a new dimension for us. Yeah. You have, those of you online, an amount of just 100, whether it's $100, 100 cedis, 100 euros, 100 rands, whatever. I mean, After that night, I said I will be a fool to carry all the money that I have changed to Israel. I will be a fool to bring it back. Oh yeah, I separated it into two in envelopes and I sold it into my father's like papa. Come in empty hands, me penisa. Penisa. So I'm not telling you something I will not do. The Lord told me as we were praying at the Wailing Wall, he said most of the people in Alabaster have stood at one place for a long time. He said, when you go home on Sunday, I will anoint you again. Tomorrow, Forest and Bible can say, I will anoint everybody and I will share this word. Oh yeah, I'm buying Tomobia. I bought over, you know, close to 100 bottles. I bought it. 3 boxes for how much? $20. $10 for 3 bottles. So I bought it. But I'm tossing me better. It's not for sale. I declare this will be the flag of God on your life. Daddy, the Lord bless you. Please, have this as my gift. Come on, come for it. This is for you. And then, I will be the first person to sow a seed of $100. I don't know about it. It can be one, it can be 1,000, it can be 10,000, it can be whatever. You know, whatever it is. The numbers are on your screen if you have joined us. I want to pray with you. And then we are gone. Oh, 100 cities. Oh, 10 cities. Oh, 100 out to 10 cities is fine. Give it unto the Lord. Put the numbers on the screen for us. You want to do mobile money, it's fine. 100. Today you have 100 cities, $100, 100 rands, 100 euros, or 50, or 20, up to 10 cities. Up to 10. Mia weni wenya, shekura nye 10. I want you to pray on it and then drop it here. From today till Sunday, let's see what the Lord can do for you. Father, I honor you. Give the seed an assignment. When you finish, come to the altar. Everybody online, that now I want. If I brought all this oil, me piskan kameton will be a thousand times hundred. Why do you check your calculation? I'm here. 1,000 times 100. 1,000 cities times 100. Yes, Master Jerry, yes, 100,000. So, why made them? Ibebu aji diye yi. Ediye na miibu aji. 100 cities, $100, 100 euros. Whatever country in which you are, 100. Only 100. Numbers are on your screen. You want to sow it. The Lord bless. The Lord bless. I've taken 30 minutes or an hour of my time. Forgive me. I can't wait to meet you on Sunday. Tomorrow, I am at Forest Empire Bokesia. 8 o'clock, we are there. Miss Oba, if I bought to brand a bit of oil, maybe. Prophet Love is here. Man of God, thank you. Let me give you my favorite. Spikenard? No. No. It comes in different fragrances, so Lily of the Valleys. Thank you. The Lord bless you, please. This is the one that I'm using. I love the fragrance. Yaminipa, the Lord bless you.
All the pastors, let's have a short meeting after the service and then come and receive yours. But if I bought Trubra and Abajib, why? Tambo Trubra, why wouldn't he? And I'm a Ludu, yeah. Mishada Ludu, yeah. Minim so pibi. Bijina Haname Kekan was somewhere where Ninja Meho Abraham Fabia Mantimi Ludu, yeah. Hello, do you? T. Fabotro never jibby. I shed up a jibby. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Mr. Egan, please come for. I wrote your name on my request, even though you wrote a prayer request, but I wrote your name, your wife's name, and I took it to the Wailing Wall. Yeah. The Lord will remember you. Definitely. Oh, definitely. Prophet Elisha, when we close, say me, let me bless you with one. Hey, say, be any Wailing Wall, the prayer request, but I say, confused you. Make it a bag. Crawford, wrap my phone in me, Dean. I'm swimming, baby. I'm free. I ward you. Jai, jai, jai. I ward in the Abahu. Fair play, I'll be Bruha. I'll be to be to be as I. May you know, Pastor Ferdinand, that you're chilling your day. Tie up, boom, your day. Tie up, boom. You do one pay wolf, will tell why. So I could wait him. Chem will be a freezer area. Hona hone ne son. I'm starting. And easy. Me say, me ma wo 90 days. From today. Be a chile we ye se. Mutu kwanya ha ko bompa ye chile bo. I'm so jade. Enya masofo onu agiganze unu ara hwemuno me no mo sosofo ni yes sir o jade obi yade wo psychiatric hospital kekan kwase asem yeah ami police boniti ngo ira the Lord bless you amen o jade obi ti me fa ka afri anu ko beni wa kwaji adrasha ne duro sum no aba no de ton wa che ne ni petu aguso e no nkasa eni su biru ade uzika ayira uzika ayira praise God say amen. The Lord bless you. Pick up your offering, let's close. Uniske maneho. Father, I declare over our sacrifices tonight, favor your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Moving in this place, it's moving in this place, the Spirit of the Lord. It's moving in this place, the Spirit of the
Lord. It's moving in this place,
standing
in this place. It's moving in this place, the Spirit of the Lord. It's moving in this place, the Spirit of the Lord. It's moving in this place. It's
standing lights around.
It's standing lights around.
The Spirit of the Lord.
It's standing lights around.
Standing lights around.
The Spirit of the Lord is standing lights around.
Hallelujah. I thank God for Mama Confidently. Is he going to Alabaster City to be a blessing to them last Sunday? Thank you. Appreciate. Amen. So I'll catch you on Sunday. Sunday, God willing, is going to be special. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Forest and Paibo, Kessie. Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp is going to be awesome. Thank you for coming tonight. Forgive me of the time, but it was necessary. How many people are blessed tonight? God bless you. Stand to your feet. Let's close. I know the Lord will honor especially the prayers of this country. I wrote the name of my president on my prayers list. I wrote this country. Every day we pray for Ghana. We're asking God to heal our land. Heal our land. Your hands are lifted. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Ufriha, unyamienu unyambededi. You had an encounter. That encounter will speak. Oyo batampa na yamuye yakasi. Ono na wa maye yamkaji mabro vucha. Ono. Kami yeba tamba, oyo ba tamba,
na yemu ye ye kasi,
onu,
onu na wa, ma ye ye kwati, ma bro ufweta, ovyare ni watiso,
onu,
onu kuna, asare.
You don't know Christ as Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want to give your life to Jesus. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, thank you for honoring this conviction in Jesus' name. Amen. As your two hands are lifted, Reverend Samba will pray the closing prayer and Reverend Jerry will speak the benediction and then we are done. These are Israeli rabbis.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Papa. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great time in your presence. We honor you for your presence. We honor you for your visitation. Thank you for what you did amongst us tonight. Thank you for your word that came in so much power to liberate us from every form of demonic entanglement and to set us on the path of righteousness. Thank you that from tonight you will never be the same again. Thank you so much that your will for our lives to be established, that in the land of the living we will see your goodness. Thank you so much that your hand would uphold us and cause us never to be ordinary men and women, but men and women that will walk in extraordinary power, manifesting the glory and the anointing of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shall we pray? Lift up your hands. Now with the anointing that you have received, may you go out there and succeed. May you go out there and prosper. I pray, as Papa said, may your enemies fall before your face. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise up against you in judgment under this atmosphere is condemned. In the name of the Lord Jesus, what you couldn't do before, because you have been anointed tonight, may you go out there and achieve them. In the name of Jesus, I speak to businesses, may they succeed. I speak to marriages, may they succeed. I speak to barren wombs, receive children. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord rest upon you. The Lord show you great mercy. Because you are under this anointing, may you not die before your time. May you not fail. May you not be poor. Shout and receive it. Shout it three times.
Wow. What a powerful service. Clap for them. Amen. Prophet Love Papo is in the house. Let him say hello. Hear his voice. Hello. Clap. Are you clapping?
Hallelujah. It's such a joy to be here. I'm so glad to be part of this anointing. Papa, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the oil. I'm so grateful. Mommy, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you, Papa.
He's coming, Revival 2023. Hallelujah. This September is awesome. 14 days of glory is going to be special. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we've shared the grace. No? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, surely signs and wonders will follow us all the rest of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, all you guys online, we love you. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
He said, "Your lifestyle, you want my womb. The youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku. Stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.